How do you mourn? How do you grieve? This is Wednesday, March 20th. A couple of years ago, when my younger brother died, I remember right where I was when I got the phone call. It was a day off for me. It had been a beautiful day taking a break in the Florida Keys, fishing and swimming and boating. These are some of the activities I most enjoy. Then I received the phone call and everything seemed to darken. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was a Swiss psychiatrist whose name has become popular as a result of her laying out the framework for processing loss. She names the stages of grief as denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I think I began the process even before denial. It was shock, not being able to take the news in. My younger brother and I grew up as brothers and close friends. We roomed together in college for 2 years, enjoying each other and building an even deeper friendship. This loss was unspeakable to me, shocking beyond words. Now this week, we are seeing the miracle of Jesus raising his friend Lazarus from the dead. And today we look at the different responses to the death of Lazarus to understand our own. Here is what happened. This is John chapter 11, verse 20 to 26. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Now here's what happened. As Jesus reached Bethany, Martha went out to meet him. Martha wanted to see Jesus, and her greeting seems more like a confrontation. "Where were you? If you had been here, this would not have happened," she said to him. But Jesus is patient with her and explains to her that Lazarus will be raised up. But she doesn't ask how or when. She says she knows what will happen at the general resurrection, a time in the distant, unknown future. To her, her brother is lost. What Jesus has done makes no sense to her. Was she angry? Was she disappointed? Likely she was. And often we have these feelings when someone we love dies. There's this feeling of finality. It's over. She doesn't see hope for Lazarus, except in a more general sense, with a resurrection coming far in the future. But then there is Mary, her sister. She does not go out until Jesus asks her to come out. Then she does not confront Jesus in the same way. Here's what we're told about her. This is John chapter 11, verse 28 to 32. After she had said this, that's Martha, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews, who had been with Mary in the house comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Now, when Mary arrives, she says the same thing to Jesus that Martha does. But notice, her approach is different. She fell at Jesus' feet. This is the posture of reverence and worship, of trust and honor. Her need is different. If Martha confronts Jesus, Mary is pleading with Jesus, worshiping him. Martha wants answers. Mary wants Jesus. Her response to Jesus not coming is to stay in the house. Now, to us, it may not make sense, But she's not angry at Jesus. Here is trust and a seeking of the care of Jesus. Remember, Mary is the one who sat at Jesus' feet, learning from him, as the Gospel of Luke tells us. You see, here are two very different portraits of grief. If you've suffered a great loss, likely you have noticed that people grieve in different ways. Some people close down and withdraw from life. Others get busy doing something, doing anything to engage in life. One of the great lessons of loss is to allow people to grieve in different ways, to grieve in ways different from the way you grieve. And finally, we see Jesus. He grieves as well. He is not immune to the power of loss or the pain of losing someone he loves. He wept. He is not immune to this loss. This is not a little tear trickling down the face, a kind of weeping, but it's the chest-heaving kind of weeping. This is so important for us to see. Jesus loved his friend, and this loss was devastating, even though he knew Lazarus would be raised from death, even though he knew that Lazarus would not be lost to him. God made us for loving relationships that would never be severed by death. And this is the source of our grief over the loss of people we love, with my brother. I really did not have the choice to withdraw and heal. I had to jump into gear to support my sister-in-law and her two sons. There was so much that had to be done. I found this delayed the start to the grieving process for me. Have I gotten to that final stage that Kubler-Ross calls acceptance? Well, first, while it is the final stage, grief also comes in cycles. There are days when I feel that I'm there, and then the cycle begins almost all over again. I don't believe I'll ever fully get over this loss, but that's not the goal. Perhaps as Christ followers, the goal is the perspective of gratitude for having had such a brother at all. Now, wherever we are with grief, we need to know that Jesus is right there with us. He shares our tears, and he knows our losses. Even as Jesus weeps, the people see us weeping, and they say, "Surely he loved Lazarus." This means, as with Jesus was with Martha and Mary, he does not leave us alone, but he comes to us with his loving kindness. He enters in with us to share in our grief. Let's pray. God of all grace and comfort, remind us that you are the God who raises the dead, that you care for us, and that Jesus has come to be with us. Provide your healing grace in those places where it is needed most. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.